Welcome back to our free online training series on pranic living, sharing the research we have been experiencing and playing with over the last 2.5 decades. In this sharing, we will look at the main factors influencing people's ability to stabilize their weight, especially in the post-conversion stage. What we have found is the three main factors are as follows. 1. Your prana percentage is not 100%, and so the body goes into fasting mode for the differential. For example, if you are physically being nourished by prana at this point, at 60%, then your body will be in fasting mode for the additional 40%. So, obviously, 100% prana percentage is a must. Next, we have cellular imprinting from other timelines of a limited belief paradigm or from toxic experiences such as a life where you may have actually starved to death. You then have a cellular influence coming through from that time that can interfere with weight stabilization. 3. Then there are the limited belief systems that we still carry from societal conditioning that the body is still operating under. So before we go on into this, we have spoken of the need for a strong mind-body connection so that you can hear the voice of your body and tune intuitively to understand what is really going on in your system. Is it one of these three things, or is it something else? But generally, these three cover it. Let's go on. So let's look at this. Weight. Oh, this is a huge one that I see. The inability to stabilize weight because of limited mental paradigms, and we haven't recoded into the truth of who we really are. We haven't relaxed deeply enough into the truth of who we are. I'm going to begin to share this segment with a story from my own experience, because everything we are sharing with you comes from my own experience and journey over the last 24 years with this particular reality. When I found my system converted, remember, I didn't seek it. I think the greatest gifts come to us when we are in true surrender with no agenda. Everyone can be given multiple limitless gifts from their pure and perfect nature when they are ready, when they're open-hearted and letting go of control. Not control in a give away your power, but a take back your power by merging back to the source of real power, the source that gives us life on earth, that has created creation and given us our embodiments. So I had very limited realities when this gift was given unexpectedly. The first, yes, I lost all my hunger. I lost my physical hunger for a while. I lost all my emotional hunger, mental hunger, and was then having to deal with a pre-agreed game where I'd was one of many who had agreed to bring this reality into the West, to be part of a new educational paradigm in the West, because remember, the East has known about this for a long time. So one of the things I had to deal with was this idea of trusting that I could be nourished in this way, that I didn't need spirulina, but also this idea that because I wasn't taking physical food, obviously my body would lose weight. And I did look at my life and I did pre-program my body in a limited way. I did think, well, what's the thinnest I'd ever been? And I was always slim and very fine. after my children were born. It took a lot for me to maintain weight, to put weight on. A lot of people felt I was already quite thin. And I know that was because I lived on a mainly raw food diet and a very clean diet. And so I had no excess fat. When you do yoga, a clean, lean diet, obviously your body is quite different to people who don't do that. So one of the things I looked at was, okay, what was the thinnest I'd ever been? Which was when I'd been ill, when my youngest daughter was quite young, and I lost a lot of weight from a virus, and I was 46 kilos. And everyone who saw me went, oh my God, you look terrible. What's happened to you? And I was able to say, well, I had a virus and, you know, I'll put that weight back on. And once the virus is cleared, which I did. So I realized 46 kilos wasn't good. So I thought with my mental limitation that it would be okay to maybe stabilize my body at 48, 49 kilos. And that's exactly what my body did. See, we need to know that our body is constantly listening to and being influenced by our repetitive thinking and feeling flows. So if we're living in fear, the body responds with disease. If we're living in limited thought forms, the body responds by showing you a limited existence, things like this. So one day, after I'd been traveling a lot and dealing with all the projections of energy from our media who was saying, no, it's impossible, and everybody calling me a fraud and a liar and all of that, natural, that happens when you challenge the status quo. I stood in my kitchen preparing for another tour, and I just had come to this point of being done. This is important. I notice energy moves so quickly when we come into the heart and we're really done with a certain reality. And I was done with losing weight every time I traveled. I was done with people always commenting and saying things like, well, maybe it's true. Maybe Jasmine does live on prana, but she's skinny and she looks like she's come out of a concentration camp and she looks like she needs a good feed. And I don't like that look, and I'll never do it because she's too thin. And many I see are like that. I see many coming out from attempting to convert the body into a pranic, nourishment-only lifestyle, and they look like they need a good meal. They are not good advertisements for the pranic people movement. So I had to look at this. And in that state of being done, I did the following. Physical body system. You might like to share this with me now. Come into your heart. Say this. Physical body system. I love you. And I ask the essence beingness that I am, make this physical body the perfect weight that it needs to be while being pranically nourished. I surrender every cell, every atom, every molecule of this physical system to the pure essence I am. Make me the perfect weight that you need me to be. Or for those of you who are more integrated as essence in form, your command, I am the perfect physical weight that I need to be as essence in form. Find the words to really speak to your physical system from a point of it is here to serve you as essence in form. Now, what happened to me was that when I did this with great sincerity, I put on 8 kilograms of physical weight in 3 weeks without taking any physical food. It was as if my essence, nature, just scanned the biosystem, scanned the body and went, ah, too skinny. And so I went up two sizes in clothes. I had to buy new clothes, which wasn't economically the best. But suddenly I went from 48 kilos in 3 weeks to 56 kilos. Now that's, I don't know, in American weight, well over a stone. It was a lot of weight to gain. That shocked me. I didn't think it was possible. I have learned so much in my pranic living journey that has really shocked me about what the physical system is literally capable of when we start working with it differently. When we work with it from the point that within us is a pure essence beingness that is all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful, and that the reason for our existence in my model of reality is so that we can experience this dimension, this realm, then it's a very different paradigm than thinking we are just our egoic personality nature, obviously. So in my model, the physical, emotional, and mental system are here to serve us while we experience this level of density. So when you program into the system from this point of view with a heart feeling of being done, a sincere heart feeling, then don't be surprised how quickly things can change. I realized from meeting with many who've come to me and say they are unable to stabilize their weight that many people have deep cellular imprinting from when they may have starved to death in a previous timeline. This, of course, is for those who understand the science of reincarnation, that we are systems of energy, that energy can never be created or destroyed, but it simply changes form. Similarly, our human system is imbued with that energy that just changes form and can drop the human body as required, usually dropping the human body because of our toxic thinking, feeling, and feeding patterns. The body is built to be self-sustaining. The body knows how to be nourished by pure source energy because it is imbued with source energy. And this pure source energy that gives us life has the intelligence to bring us into the perfect weight we need to be. And I believe, and what I've experienced as an important part of this, is that we have to let go of the idea, as I did, that we absorb energy. I meet many people who live the lifestyle that we will recommend and share with you shortly, who say, I am so sensitive to energy that there's so much I can't do anymore. Well, if you absorb energy, this is a truth. But what about if we have an attitude that we radiate instead, that as pure source beings in form, this source energy is radiating through us all the time, nourishing every cell, every molecule with everything it needs before transmissioning out from our physical system into the world to nourish everything it touches. It is such a different paradigm to live in and so important in the pranic people consciousness to let go of the toxic, limited thought form that we are absorbing energy and instead choose to flip that we radiate energy, to let go of the toxic, limited thought that we are human beings trying to ascend and to step into the belief that we are already in an enlightened, ascended state at our core
and to let that core, our essence self, be the dominant frequency in our life rather than our more limited personality self. To let go of the mental toxicity that our human self needs to be changed and fixed, rather than just loving our human self fully because it is what it is, and instead cultivate that part of ourself we wish to be dominant. When we allow our human personality self to be the dominant force in our life, then of course we go through the ups and downs of that, the duality game of suffering, the highs, the lows of life. And when we allow ourselves to cultivate the truth of who we really are, make our pure essence nature, our dominant self, then it naturally becomes stronger. It naturally rises and blossoms within us, and it naturally, organically smooths out all those limited patterns of energy and naturally takes away all our hungers. So we know true freedom because we are in that merged state of oneness with our pure and perfect nature. That is pranic living. That is pranic consciousness. You have the perfect teacher within you. You have this power, this love, this wisdom to recommand, reprogram so much more. Be aware of your thought forms. Be aware of what you're giving power to. Be aware that we have now a system that I find very dynamic, which is called flooding, to flood the system with all the love, all the wisdom, all the compassion, all of the joy, the peace that is pulsating already within us as pure essence. To let that be the strongest, most dominant frequency within us. And we will just find this journey so joyous and so easy and so natural.